Hi, I'm Steve Roberts. Welcome to this latest episode in my podcast series. In previous episodes, I focused on people who I believe achieved excellence in whatever they were doing, enough for me to copy them in the belief that it would improve my work or my personal life and thus make me feel happier. What about a step up from that then? Who or what has inspired and motivated me? Please have a listen. A common question at the end of a job interview is, who inspires you? A common response to that often leads people to think about renowned sports people, actors, business leaders, and maybe politicians. Well, maybe. Generally, people are drawn to such well-known names as they are deemed to be successful. No argument with that. In their field, they are. However, are you in their field? What is your field? Where is your field? I want you to ask yourself if you are inspired by anyone closer to you, in work or in your personal life. Who might be there right next to you? Who might be offering you inspiration, but you don't see it? That's right. Remember my main message. The person next to you may have the answers that you are looking for. During my time as a radio broadcaster, I've carried out a number of roles. Presenter, producer, sports reporter and commentator. But I want to focus on another role, a news reporter. In radio news, reporter's job is to bring to life a story of the day. So generally, the task is research the story, contact possible interviewees, arrange a time and a venue, travel to the venue, record the interviews, head back to the studios, edit the recordings that you've done, prepare the audio for broadcast, normally on that same day, all in one shift, all with speed, accuracy and quality expected by the BBC. Okay, a typical shift for a radio news reporter. However, what if that news reporter has a disability? What if that disability means that that reporter is unable to drive and has to use public transport? Perhaps that is just one of the issues that they must overcome to complete the task that they have in front of them. How many times have you looked at the day in front of you and begun it with a negative frame of mind? We're all human. So at some point, we all have. Agreed? So, how can we switch that to a positive frame of mind? Quickly, if needs be. What or whom could inspire and motivate you to make that change happen? Look around you. Who can you see? Who are they? What are they doing? Who seems positive? And who doesn't? Also, have a think about the people that you cannot see at that moment. Family members, friends, neighbours, other work colleagues. Think about the ones that you think go about their lives in a positive fashion. Really focus on one of them. Perhaps one stands out above all the others. Think about him or her. Picture them. Make that image of them clearer. Make it bigger. Fill it with colour. Now, what's your facial expression like? Tiny smile? Just a tiny one? Just by thinking about them. So, that is the reaction that I believe they inspire and motivate in you to move from a negative to a positive feeling. It might only be for a few moments at first. However, I believe the more that you think about them, the more that you are around them, those few moments of positivity will grow longer and longer and longer. And should that begin to happen, there's less room for any negativity to hang around in. And so the day in front of you can be a more positive and happier one. By how much? Well, you have the choice in that. So my message today is, inspiration leads to self-motivation. Earlier, I highlighted a broadcasting colleague who overcomes his disability to produce the excellence that he achieves all the time. Not sure I've actually told him that he inspires and motivates me. I need to put that one right for sure. He's not alone, by the way. I take my inspiration and self-motivation from my grandchildren, my children, my wife, my friends, my work colleagues, my neighbours, essentially the people next to me. How do I know that they inspire me? How do I know that they motivate me? Well, I look for it. I listen out for it. I openly and gratefully accept their positivity. None of our personal roads are completely smooth, but we can make them smoother if that's what we're looking for. Start today. And if you do think about who or what inspires and motivates you, just see if it brings that tiny smile to your face. If it does, you're on your way. If it doesn't, well, you might be focusing on the wrong people. Thanks for listening. You can find this and previous episodes of my podcast on my website at thehappycopycat.co.uk or wherever you access your podcasts.